What am I really involved with here? If the Brethren of the Sword are still active, that must mean that there are other ancient orders still around trying to... to do what?
You've seen too many movies.
Ah, here it comes. A lie. Another one on top of years worth.
Vargas.
That was from above us.
What is going on? Hey, those are my pants, you're...
Found it. Tracker.
Hey, that... sneaky little devil.
Shut off your lights, and I'll get rid of this little present of his.
Not sure how I'm supposed to see, Vargas. I hope you've made out your last will and testament.
Stage Struck Audio Theater presents Sunday Novak and the Cup of Truth, Part 2, Over and Out.
Just so you know, there's a cliff over here on my side of the car.
Thanks, that's nice to know. How do you feel about a jog?
Really?
You're getting a little flabby around
the... Sunday!
I'll race you to the top of the hill.
There's the car.
Yes, but the occupants are gone.
She'd take the higher ground.
How would you... Good guess. Try the hill.
This is not about the Cup of Truth, is it?
You've asked that question already, Nicholas.
There's something deeper going on here.
Watch being too intuitive, Nicholas.
Or what? You'll kill me? I'm living with that hanging over my head anyway.
Fair enough.
So?
This is a game of cat and mouse, as the saying goes.
Between the Brethren and...
Not 100% here. And if I told you my guess, you wouldn't believe me.
Edith.
Keep your eyes on the ground and see if you can find them.
I was having a great time being a mercenary in South America.
Oh, you were not. Stay down. I think that chopper is taking another turn.
Was it a good idea, abandoning the car?
I'd rather not die in a fireball of wreckage. Not today, anyway.
Sunday.
What?
Nothing.
I'm usually not at liberty to disclose.
This is me. This isn't my first rodeo with you.
You were paid well for your time and expertise.
It's never been about the money.
Really?
Well...
This all got started over 900 years ago.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to explain it to you. It involves the church and military orders.
No way. I thought you were halfway joking about the Brethren of the Sword.
Nope. Warrior monks were the fashion during the times of the Crusades. Head down. They're coming for another pass.
Are you lying to me?
Not this time, no.
And if we're up against the Brethren, what does that make you?
Would you believe me if I told you I was a Templar knight?
No luck?
I've gotta give her credit. She knows how to handle herself.
Which makes her dangerous.
It does.
I want to know what this is about.
Nicholas, your involvement in this...
All right, fine.
Edith!
He's shown a moderate amount of loyalty.
I have a right to know what I've been pulled into.
A right? Not so sure about that.
I am.
You're in the middle of a conflict between two organizations that don't like any public attention.
What does that mean?
Think about it.
All I'm coming up with is too loony to even say.
Say it, and we'll see.
This isn't some Illuminati thing, right?
No, but you're close.
The Illuminati were done away with a long time ago.
Then what?
That's the real question, isn't it? Come on, I'm thirsty for something cold and alcoholic.
Another safe house?
We have a few.
The Templars?
Pour me a glass of whatever's over there, will you?
Wine okay?
Yes.
This is nuts, Sunday.
Sure, but you need to understand. Me just telling is breaking one of our strictest codes.
That of secrecy?
Yep.
I know my military history. The Templars were started in the Holy Land to protect pilgrims. They were warrior monks, essentially.
That's right, Vargas.
After a couple hundred years of battles, they were dissolved by the Pope and some king of France.
Philip IV. He killed the master of the order and many other knights. The ones that remained joined other orders.
The Teutonics.
And Hospitallers.
Here's where the butt comes in, right?
The Templars accumulated a tremendous amount of wealth during their tenure. When the arrest instigated by Philip IV, many of the Templars gathered what they could, put it on ships, and disappeared.
This is a fairy tale.
I promise there isn't one fairy or sprite in the whole story.
So?
The order broke with the church as far as their new mission.
Which was what?
To protect. To serve.
Who? What?
Whatever the order deemed worthy.
I see.
I was recruited after I'd served 2 years in the military. I was just as skeptical as you are right now.
You're telling me that you're a member of some legendary secret order that was wiped out 700 years ago and you want me to just take this on?
Vargas, please. This is my serious face I have on right now.
Okay.
Many of the other orders went underground as well when they figured out there would be no more crusades. Many of them were absorbed into the church. Others did what the Templars did.
What? Kept going with new members across the world in some vain attempt to keep the peace? Maintain law and order?
To maintain a balance.
Balance of what?
Good and evil.
Okay, that's it.
The long and the short of it is just that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but there are some powerful people out there that are trying to use that power for nefarious ends. I work in the guise of a mercenary to protect what we do.
And the Templars have set themselves up to fight against what? Those trying to abuse their power for nefarious ends, as you put it?
Yes.
For what reason? Your own quest for power?
I don't know what to tell you, Vargas.
No, you sure don't. I think this party is over.
Vargas.
I've always liked the gigs you've thrown my way, but this is something totally different. See ya. Maybe.
Just wonderful.
And the Brethren are wanting to do what?
We hope to stay behind the scenes.
But groups like the one we think Novak is a part of are trying to put us in the public eye.
Which we can't afford to have.
So the bit with the cup.
It's real.
I know that. I'm an art dealer after all. And know about the Celtic Cup of Truth.
A part of our archives.
Why not just let them buy it when it was put up for bidding and be done with it? That eliminates any chance of a Brethren being exposed.
Hardly. In fact, the opposite.
That gives them proof.
Why all of secrecy in the first place?
Times have changed. It seems like fiction or even a joke for people to find out about us and what we do.
Which is?
That's a bit more complicated.
Try me.
Saying New World Order would be...
Okay, cut me out of it then. That's completely stupid.
See? Told you.
You don't mean that.
Not exactly.
But we are definitely concerned about the course of the world and where it's going.
And we try to offer a different path, if possible.
How?
Another complicated answer.
Violence?
I think that's pretty obvious that we're not afraid of that.
To what extent?
I'm taking a risk telling you, but we have toppled one government already.
You've done what?
We warned you.
What gives you the right to do something like that?
You want the short, uncomplicated answer?
I want the truth.
The course of human events has always been, and always will be, shaped by small groups of people. Most of us are cattle and don't care about the world we live in. We depend on and put faith in the few, to lead us in a way as to keep us from going into the abyss.
And that takes effort and work to keep that from happening.
Okay, I can see that.
The Brethren are just willing to give a harder nudge than most other groups.
And what about Sunday Novak?
If our hunch is right, she is a part of the most dangerous secret organization that has ever existed. And that's me trying not to be melodramatic about it. More to drink?
Nicholas? Nope. No, Nicholas. And his office is still a hot mess. How about you help a girl out? That would be a big fat no. What am I looking for? Okay, wait a minute here. Would he use his computer? That's a no-go. This thing is sitting on a blank screen. Has his hard drive been wiped? Nothing at all on the screen. Wait a minute. How about that? The hard drive has been removed. This is not how I saw this playing out. And why am I talking to myself?
The Brethren of the Sword only recruit the most zealous, talented, and dependable people, Nicholas.
I got that right away.
But that's not you, if you were wondering.
I wasn't. I know I was only a front man and for direct contact in case anyone...
started asking questions that concerned our interests?
Wait, you never told me why the fivefold symbol was something to look out for.
Because it's an ancient symbol. It has power and meaning.
The five elements. Earth, wind, fire, water, and spirit.
And four directions with one circle to unify them all.
The five.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
The Druids used it for meditation.
And the Brethren adopted it as our own symbol almost 40 years ago.
So anyone asking about it...
or getting a tattoo of it...
would set off alarms for us. It would get our attention.
And I'm guessing only a few others would even know about this.
Only groups like ours.
Like who?
Like the Knights Templar.
How about a print backup, Nicholas? And we already know about the safe. This is turning out to be a bust. Wait just a half mo. The lovely lad purchased a security backup CPU. Meaning what? And the company? Springfield, London. Great, just a hop, skip, and a jump from here.
This is starting to sound like a movie.
That's why we don't share this with anyone.
They never believe us.
I thought I was just supposed to keep a lookout for anyone asking about the fivefold symbol.
That's right.
And why would we have you do that for us?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Think about it.
Krista, would you
the
just-
The symbol is druidic in nature. The Cup of Truth was made by druids living in Northern Europe. It's a symbol of power.
And art.
Ah, now I'm beginning to see.
Are you? You're good at playing dumb, Nicholas.
Military orders gained an astonishing amount of wealth during the Crusades.
They were gifted property, castles, and...
and art. Sculptures, paintings, tapestries, textiles.
Very good.
You've got to be kidding me.
What's that, Nicholas?
This whole thing is about money. I thought it would have been about so much more.
The Templars were the wealthiest order that existed. The Brethren weren't far behind them.
What does the fivefold symbol actually mean?
We've told you.
And why am I still here?
A good question to ask. You know the answer.
What is that?
the hard drive from your office computer.
My what?
We couldn't crack the passcode protection.
For a very good reason. I'd pay a lot to protect what's on it.
And that's just what we want, Nicholas. What's on it? Now, about that passcode.
Allow me.
There you are, done pouty.
You went back to Nicholas Sanders' office.
Were you following me? I'm flattered. But hey, no offense, you're not my type.
The pieces started falling into place. You're playing a complicated game.
I don't play games.
You do. Let's see that tattoo of yours again.
Hey, watch it. In some countries, that counts as a marriage proposal.
Nice.
Be careful there. I don't drop trow for everyone, you know.
That's Celtic.
Oh, come on. That's easy to guess.
Why would this flush out the Brethren?
Maybe they think they have ownership of it.
It means something else, Sunday. What is it?
Are you here to help me or not?
I'm here to get paid.
You will.
And?
I'll let you put it together for yourself. First things first, however. We need to see if dear old Nick had a computer backup on the security company's cloud.
Should I get ready to shoot somebody?
I doubt it.
Secretive and a party pooper. Okay, fine.
What's my assurance that you won't...
This is a deadly game you're playing.
You sent out feelers a few months back on a stash of art.
I do that nearly every day. You need to narrow it down.
The symbol, Nicholas. The symbol.
What about it?
We were casting our bait into the water first before Sunday ever showed up.
I don't understand.
The Brethren are trying to flush out the Templars.
I thought they were trying to flush you.
They are.
The Templars believe it's part of their business to acquire certain items of art to protect them, preserve them.
To maintain their wealth and power.
Just like you guys.
Well, as to that...
We discovered you were hiding a secret from us, Nicholas.
Me? What are you talking about?
As I think back on it, you were the one who actually made first contact with us.
You're out of your mind, Edith.
Take a look.
Ah.
The look on your face says it all.
I am a businessman, after all.
You could be a dead man, after all.
The collection belongs to us.
You are the one who circulated the art brochure here with the fivefold symbol emblazed on the front.
It did get everyone's attention, didn't it?
And let the bidding begin. Is that it?
More than that, I should say. But yes, I'm curious as to how high your groups will go to acquire the collection.
We can make this very simple.
Sticking that gun in my face won't do anything for you.
Accessing your hard drive is where we'll start, Nicholas.
I think a cool 10 million will get you that.
Ah! Are you listening?
That's my leg!
And you're bleeding on the carpet. How about a passcode?
Would you hurry up? I think the security firm is about to call security.
My hacking skills are a bit rusty. Sue me.
I would if I could.
I know a good lawyer.
I'll bet. I'm sure you Templars have one on speed dial.
Let's not go to throwing the T-word around, please, Vargas. We do try to be secretive, you know?
Just get on with it.
I miss the days of Open Sesame.
You got it?
Downloading it now.
Uh-oh. We're about to have company.
Run interference.
My specialty.
Sit still so I can sew you up.
You shouldn't complain. The bullet went right through your leg.
Yeah, I'm real happy about it.
The collection, Nicholas.
It's up for auction.
The art rightfully belongs to the Brethren.
You wouldn't even know about it if I hadn't...
Yes, you're a clever boy. What part of warrior monk do you not understand?
You're all far from being monks. And since when do you have women as part of your orders?
Old news. Women were allowed in ages ago.
Why do you think Sunday was allowed to be a Templar? But we're getting off topic.
It took my firm 10 years to create the collection.
I don't doubt it.
All done.
Good job with the stitches.
Thank you.
Yeah, just great.
When did you figure out what you had?
Manifest records from a monastery.
Which one?
The one outside Barcelona.
One of the Templars. But how?
It's been abandoned for ages. Even the Spanish government doesn't know what to do with it. I had an archaeologist contact who did some digging and found it hidden in a wall.
Nice.
And so you started the hunt for the pieces.
We did.
We need to make a trip.
Where to?
Why, to your headquarters in Athens, Nicholas.
Just so you know, the bidding starts at 70 million.
We'll decide the price. Don't you fret about that. Make the arrangements.
Already on it.
What's the word?
I get clearance in 5.
I'm not sure we'll beat them to Athens.
If that's where the art is stored.
The collection is there. It's in the backup database we stole from the security firm.
How many pieces?
Too many to swipe, if that's what you're asking.
And you really think they've cracked Nicholas?
Sure they have. According to this, his firm has been working on this for 10 years.
How much of it is Templar art?
From first glance, about 40 items. My sentiments as well.
This whole thing is about you getting lost Templar treasure?
Much of it goes back to the early 1100s, Vargas. We're talking stuff the knights collected in Jerusalem at their headquarters at the Temple Mount.
And it got lost?
Much of it was confiscated by Philip IV before he had the order dissolved and many of them killed.
So, this is about pride, then?
Try justice.
That's an awfully big word.
Now what?
Our flight is getting put on hold by the control tower.
Let me guess.
Hold on. Let me hear this.
I didn't get that.
Your friends and the Brethren have friends in high places.
We're grounded?
We sure are.
Okay, fine. Follow their instructions off the runway.
What are you doing?
Get us to another runway. When you've got one, give me the number. It looks like my hacking skills are coming in handy on this gig.
Even if we get off the ground, they can send...
Don't fret, Toots. It makes your face go all crinkly. I'll access their system and give us a new flight number.
You devil, you.
I hate to tell you, but I'm on the side of the angels.
I told you, the bidding begins at 70 million.
Let's call that the price.
I haven't heard from Sunday yet.
You won't. She'll be lucky to get out of England.
And where is this island, anyway?
Just another mile or so. It was used during World War II for resistance fighters, mainly for supplying and ammo.
And now for stolen art.
Not stolen, acquired. We have a legal purchase agreement on all items.
We'll see.
70 million is where it starts. We do have others who are interested.
We're very serious about this.
I can see that. And shooting me again won't help you.
Just so you know, the collection is going to be ours. The Brethren can use it to further our...
Krista, please. He isn't interested.
We knew the fivefold symbol would get attention from anyone still associated with those orders. Its Celtic origins you can look up online, but we knew that if the right people saw it.
Most of the pieces are Celtic in origin.
Yes.
And more than that, as you've been getting word out for a long time, now hinting that a collection like this existed.
With markings dating from the time of the Crusades.
And some even earlier.
All items gathered by all of those warrior monks all those centuries ago, holy or not, They sure did like the money.
None more so than the Templars.
That's why the collection has to be ours, at any cost.
I told you how to get our attention. Start with 70 million. Shouldn't we see how much for the Templars?
What are you doing?
The phone that Sunday left for me at the apartment. Give it here.
Now!
This goes to the highest bidder. Hey!
Nicholas?
The Templars aren't going to get—
What's that on the island?
Get down! Incoming!
Turn the boat!
Someone's on the island!
One guess as to who?
Return fire!
On it!
Down!
She isn't playing around.
Is it Sunday?
It sure is.
How does she even know where to find us?
And the island. Nicholas.
Don't look at me.
It's her. Give that here.
I was waiting for you to call. You did, and then hung up on me.
Is this Sunday Novak?
Speaking. And this must be Edith. Hiya, the art is ours.
What? The Templars have all of a sudden become thieves?
You mean like the Brethren of the Sword? Please. So here's how it goes. We get the art off the island. You don't interfere, and we call it a day.
That's ours. The Templars have no right to it.
It's already bought and paid for. And let's hope we don't run into each other anytime soon, okay? Have a good one.
What?
Can we get onto the island?
Not unless you want us blown out of the water.
What is going on?
My question to you. Sunday said the art was bought and paid for.
Not hardly.
Really?
Hold on, let me...
I can make out a ship on the other side of the island.
We need reinforcements.
Not going to happen. Too far away.
Well?
That can't be.
What can't?
An anonymous buyer purchased the collection earlier today. 60 million.
60? It's worth twice that.
They said I authorized the sale. How is this possible?
She must have cloned your phone. Idiot!
It's not my fault.
Set a course for the island.
Edith, think it through. Sunday will blow us out of the water.
This isn't happening.
We need to get out of here and regroup.
I will not leave without the collection.
It's too late! That was right off our bow.
Get us out of here.
Can do.
Nicholas, I hope you can swim.
What?
Nice shooting, Tex.
I'm a little rusty with the bazooka.
I couldn't tell.
You weren't playing straight with me on this thing from the start.
Yeah, sorry about that. You'll get paid.
Oh, I sure will.
Nice flying getting us here. And in a hurry, too.
Your hacking skills saved the day. But the purchase? You didn't do that, did you?
I called one of our knights in Athens. He made contact yesterday and made the purchase right before we got here.
And you're just now telling me this?
We're all about the secrets.
Where is the art going after it's loaded?
To a warehouse the Templars have in Berlin. It will get cataloged and stored properly there.
And all you got was a tattoo out of the gig. Wow.
Nicholas started sending out brochures and emails months ago with the symbol on it. He knew that a cache of Celtic art dating back to Templar ownership in the 12th century would get heads turning.
But he wasn't sure whose.
No. We've been worried about the Brethren of the Sword for some time now. They'll need to be watched.
And the Cup of Truth? Was that just a ruse all along?
Well...
Sunday?
When you were off pouting, I made a quick stop. The tracker I put on Nicholas led me to the chateau.
You wicked, wicked thing, you.
That's right. They have a nice surprise waiting for them. Let's get this loaded and then you can buy me some dinner.
Oh, me? This is on you.
We'll flip for it.
Get out of my face. You're the one that's gonna be paying for dinner, not me.
No, you are.
I am not.
There is no way I'm paying.
No, no, no!
It's gone!
She took it!
Sunday!
You've been listening to Sunday Novak and the Cup of Truth. In the cast, Sunday Novak, Celia Tucker, Edith Maxwell, Linnea McClure, Nicholas Anders, Connor Corns, Vargas, Carson Ettinger, and Krista Kobe Reeves. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.